channel. I am so bubbly today. Welcome, welcome, guys. Welcome, everyone. So you're watching the Repositioning Podcast host, Onyinye Uba. That's my name. All right. So guys, welcome, guys. If you're just seeing me for the first time, if this is the first video you're watching, you're welcome. If this is not the first, you're also welcome. It is me. And I welcome everybody. Alright guys, so today we are listening to something that would definitely improve your mood, alright? So, we are talking about eliminating things that do not make you happy. Now, I got this after listening to Lewis House of School of Greatness. I don't know if you listen to him, he has a book also, School of Greatness. Has a podcast, School of Greatness. And I just thought, after listening to it, I just thought to share it here. So that you can improve your life, because I mean, that's what we are all about on this channel, improving your life, self-improvement, productivity, everything that concerns improvement, basically. So what are these things you need to eliminate from your life? And when we are talking happiness, we are not just talking about temporary happiness or temporary pleasure. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about real, intense feeling of happiness bubbling from inside of you. That's what I'm talking about. Number one thing you have to eliminate is bad people. Eliminate bad people. People that are toxic. I mean, in the first place, if your friends are in a relationship with those kind of people, it is because you get this temporary pleasure of being friends with them. Thing with toxic people is, in the beginning, they look like fun. But as time go on, you'll realize that they are not interested in you. They're not interested in your progress. They're not interested in your growth. Eliminate bad places. The reason we are eliminating bad places is because our environment impacts our mood. So you know where you will go to and you come back worse than you went. It's not specific to one location. It could be a friend's place. Maybe you know that kind of friend, that kind of who that person is. That person, you know the personality of that person and the words that will come out of that person's mouth jokingly or seriously that will affect your mood and make you unhappy. Please desist from going to such places. And other things that will not, are other places that are, you know, generic sort of, are places like clubs and areas where you know that it will not impact you positively. Places you know you will go to and it will not improve you in any way. It's not for fun. You're not going there because, okay, at this time I just want to have fun and all of that. But you're going there and you're coming back worse, like 10 times worse, or let me not even use a figure, but you're coming back worse than you went. So that's another thing you need to eliminate. And the third thing you need to eliminate is eliminate comparison with others. Eliminate comparison with others. I cannot stress this enough. If you've listened to me speak or episodes that I've created in the past, I always say, Your only competition should be you. Stop comparing yourself with others. Their progress, their process is totally different from yours. And the only thing you're seeing now is their success. That is why you're trying to compare yourself with them. You don't know what they went through. You don't know. You don't know what brought them, what they had to do to bring them to that state of success they are into. If it is something you can do, you don't know. But you are seeing the success, you're seeing the money, you're seeing the wealth, and you get depressed, sort of, because you're not doing as good as they are. So stop comparing yourself with others. Begin to compare yourself with who you were yesterday. Am I improving? Am I getting better? Am I a different person from who I was yesterday? Is there an additional knowledge that makes my mentality richer? Sorry about that. Is there something that makes me richer? So you have to ask yourself these questions. All right. So another thing you have to do is to eliminate overthinking. You have to eliminate overthinking. What do you... Dwelling on your failures is not going to help you at all. It is not going to help you. You have to think and say what you should dwell on rather is your success. Instead of thinking, I've failed too much. I have so many failures. Like, anything I put my hand into is always failing. All of that. Instead of thinking about that, why not think about your successes, no matter how small? And think about how you can replicate those success. That milestone you had or you achieved, think about how to hit a higher milestone. Instead of dwelling on failures, think about success. So that's it about that. And finally, please eliminate instant gratification. Please. I spoke with somebody some days ago, and his focus, this is a young man, by the way, his focus was a lot of his friends are making so many money, or people he knew, not friends, not close people, people he knew were making a lot of money, I'm making a lot of money. And you know how you keep hearing how this person is making 20 million, 10 million, 30 million, and you're still in your 100K, and you're still in your 200K, there is how you begin to think, what can I do? You don't even know what these people are doing. I mean, they may be doing legit, good, clean jobs, but you don't know the extra, will I say, the extra discipline, the extra effort it takes to make all that money, but you're just focused on making that money right now. It doesn't matter to you how they have worked and they have, you know, how old they are or the number of years they have stayed in poverty, sort of, before they got to that level. All you know is that they are making that much money. And so right now, you too, you must make that much money. Please stop. Please stop looking for instant gratification. Work with the process. You want to learn a skill and give it time to develop. You are not going to be an amateur in something and suddenly want the rewards of an expert. It doesn't work that way. You have to become an expert to earn what an expert earns. You cannot be an amateur graphic designer and your flyer is still having K-leg. And you want the salary of somebody who is designing for ASO Rock or who is designing for big places. Talk about big companies. You cannot be an amateur photographer. You still have a lot to learn about editing and the rest of them, but you want the salary or the earnings of a photographer who is now working in ASO Rock, who is now working with the president. It doesn't work like that. There was a time this person was not as buoyant as he is. It was a growth process. Please and please, instant gratification. And I'm talking about this because I see a lot of young people looking this way. Nobody wants to sit down and learn. Nobody wants to sit and learn. What will make me money if I give it 5 years, if I give it 10 years? How long will it take me to learn? How long will it take me to earn? I see young people and all I see is, I want money. Now. They want to answer, made 20 million at 20 years. That's how they want to trend. They want the fame, they want the money, but they don't want to put in the work. It doesn't work like that. You have to eliminate instant gratification and accept that things take time. Good things take time. So you have to wait. Delayed gratification is a thing. It's a thing and it works for things that come out like magnificent. That thing you're thinking that if you get it now, if you don't get it now, you'll not get it again. When you get it in the future, you'll be glad that is when you got it. Because if you had gotten it at the time you think you should have gotten it, it would have left you because you don't have, you're not prepared to manage it properly. Do you get? So allow things to take process. Enjoy the process. That's what you should be doing now, especially young, very young people who are having this awareness at an early age. It is now that you have to learn, begin to garner those skills, those things that you think are lucrative. Begin now to master them so that in 2-3 years, you see the rewards of those things. Guys, that is it for this video. So let's make a recap. I mentioned eliminating bad people, eliminating bad places, and eliminating comparison with others, and also eliminating overthinking, especially in the area of successes and how you can replicate them. And finally, please eliminate instant gratification. It doesn't help you, it doesn't help your future, it is not beneficial to you at all. Please, give things time and you will get your reward. Guys, that is it for this video. I am so bubbly today. I don't know why. All right, guys. All right. Oh. Bye, guys. Please remember to subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe. Click the subscribe button. Bye, guys.